Convergence of events and disastrous policies threaten the CCP. Commentary. From the outside, the Chinese Communist Party appears monolithic, an ironclad political machine controlling the world's second-largest economy and ruling more than 1.4 billion people with an iron fist. Beijing goes to great lengths to project an image of stability, discipline, and long-term strategic planning to both its people and the outside world. But history tells us that authoritarian systems often look strongest right before cracks from internal and external pressures begin to show. Beneath the CCP's carefully managed image lie a series of structural challenges: aging leadership, demographic collapse, slowing economic growth, internal power struggles, and declining confidence in local governance, that threaten the integrity of the party's control over the country and its economy. Each problem would be manageable individually. Together, they raise serious questions about the party's long-term resilience. Aging leadership and an uncertain future. One of the quiet but significant issues inside the CCP is its aging leadership and the growing uncertainty about succession. The Politburo Standing Committee, which is China's top decision-making body, is dominated by men in their late 60s and 70s. CCP leader Xi Jinping himself is now in his early 70s. Traditionally, the party has tried to manage leadership transitions through informal rules, including the so-called 7-up, 8-down convention that encouraged officials aged 68 or older to step aside. Those norms have all but disappeared dramatically in recent years. In 2018, China removed presidential term limits, allowing Xi to potentially remain in power indefinitely. That move consolidated Xi's authority in the short term but created long-term uncertainty about what happens when Xi dies or is no longer able to rule. This is an enormous problem for the party. When authoritarian systems lack clear succession mechanisms, elite competition often shifts behind closed doors, sometimes destabilizing the very system meant to maintain order. History offers plenty of examples, from the late Soviet Union to other one-party states, where leadership uncertainty eventually became a source of political instability. For example, at the end of the Soviet era in Russia, one declining leader was replaced by another, and then another, until a younger reformer took over, precipitating the collapse of the entire system. China's demographic time bomb. Another challenge is demographic, and it may be even more consequential. China's population is aging rapidly. Decades of the one-child policy, rising living costs, and urbanization have sharply lowered birth rates. In fact, China's population began declining in 2022 for the first time in more than six decades. That's not just a statistical milestone. It marks a profound turning point in the country's economic trajectory. A shrinking workforce means slower economic growth. Meanwhile, pension obligations and healthcare costs for the elderly are rising quickly. Fewer young workers will be supporting a rapidly expanding elderly population. This challenges the party's claim to know the right path for China. For decades, the CCP justified its monopoly on political power by delivering rising prosperity. Demographic and economic decline make that claim much harder to justify. Slowing growth and economic friction. The collapsing population is proving to pose insurmountable challenges, at least in the short and medium term. For more than 40 years, China's economic growth averaged near double digits. That era is now over. China's economy is slowing as it confronts multiple structural problems that are impossible to ignore, such as rising debt, billions in bad debt, a cratering property sector, declining productivity gains, and weakening export demand. All of these distortions stem from CCP policies. The results were predictable. Local governments are heavily indebted. The once booming real estate sector, a longtime pillar of economic growth, is under severe stress. Labor costs are rising, making China less competitive as a low-cost manufacturing hub. At the same time, trade tensions with Western economies continue to reshape global supply chains. Internal party politics never disappeared, but grow worse. None of this necessarily means economic collapse today, but that's from an outsider's point of view. Internally, there are some indications that the party is as unpopular as it has ever been. Slower growth undermines one of the CCP's most important sources of political legitimacy, but so does the general discontent that seems to be rising. Although the CCP presents itself as a unified organization, the reality is that Chinese politics has always contained internal factions competing for influence. These networks typically form around regional affiliations, career paths, or political alliances within the party. That in itself is a double-edged sword. Since coming to power, she has launched one of the largest anti-corruption campaigns in modern Chinese history. Millions of officials have been investigated or punished since 2012. The campaign has reshaped the party's internal balance of power, sidelining rival factions and consolidating authority around Xi. Plus, purges often create as many new enemies as quickly as they eliminate the perceived ones. That consolidation may strengthen control in the short term, but it also reduces internal debate, making policy mistakes harder to correct. Authoritarian systems often struggle when dissent disappears inside the ruling elite. Local governments are under pressure. At the national level, Beijing appears firmly in control. But much of China's day-to-day governance depends on provincial and local governments. And that's where financial pressure is growing rapidly. For years, local governments relied heavily on land sales tied to China's property boom. When real estate developers bought land, local officials used the revenue to finance infrastructure projects and public services. But as the property sector weakens, those revenues have fallen sharply. Today, many local governments face mounting debt, shrinking budgets, and delayed payments to contractors and workers. When services decline or wages go unpaid, public frustration grows. Even in tightly controlled political systems, economic grievances often trigger protests. The authoritarian dilemma. These pressures point to a deeper issue facing the CCP. Authoritarian systems often struggle during periods of structural economic change. In more open economies, businesses and citizens can adapt relatively quickly to shifting conditions. Innovation, entrepreneurship, and market competition help redirect economic activity. But centralized political systems tend to restrict that kind of flexibility. In China's case, the problem is compounded by another factor. The ruling party itself has become deeply intertwined with the country's wealth. Political elites, state-owned enterprises, and party networks often control major sectors of the economy. That creates a dilemma. Allowing greater economic freedom could help China adapt to new realities. But it could also weaken the party's political control and threaten the privileges of those at the top. History suggests that when ruling elites enrich themselves while limiting economic opportunity for the broader population, public confidence can erode surprisingly quickly. How the CCP responds to these pressures could ultimately shape not only China's economic future but also the stability of its political system.